just in. It's still cold. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of it. I don't know about you. I'm sick of the cold, but this just in.
It's cold outside when you go outside and it's cold.
Yeah, exactly right. But it's just one day after another, the same old stuff. Cold, cold, windshield warnings, cold. And it's actually not, you know, temp-wise as cold as it's been, but this sort of steady, you know, few degrees below zero with the wind and the windshield and that sort of wet cold. I don't know if there is such a thing as a wet cold, but it feels like a wet cold. I don't know. I'm sick of the cold. Sorry. It is Friday, so that balances things out here a little bit, and the weekend is upon us, and this is the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a cold Friday. I'm Scott Hannon, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is the K-Fire radio god known as Todd Mitchell. Good morning, Todd.
Hello.
Take a bow, sir. Yeah, yes, exactly right.
That's the sound of me bowing. Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear my back crack just now?
I did. Yes, and I'm not going to fix it for you because I don't want any complaints from the management.
We've all heard what happens when you try that at work. Yes,
exactly right. I don't want my name in the newspaper. No, exactly. All right. Hey, here's the drill. You tell us what's on your mind. And we'll attentively listen here on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Next hour, we're going to chat with a new coach of the NDSU football team in Bismarck today to show off the championship trophy. You want to see the, you know, what a Division I championship trophy looks like up close? You can check that out this afternoon. We'll tell you about that. And
no,
also,
Scott.
Yes.
You can actually call them Bison yet. It's the other school that you're not supposed to use that mascot name.
Well, I just get confused. And,
NDSU is still the Bison. It's the other. It's UND that you're not supposed to use the old moniker there.
Yeah, I realize that.
There's the NDSU football team. They have a name, the Bison.
Until they put me in a pine box and lower me into the dirt, there will be the Sioux and there will be the Bison. Sorry, I'm just incapable of... erasing that from my memory bank. Anyway, you're right. The Bison Football National Championship Trophy will be here in Bismarck this afternoon, and also they have a new recruiting class, so we'll talk about that. We're going to meet a couple of University of Mary students. I was out there yesterday for a wonderful event. The prayer day was really, really neat. They had an amazing speaker that was just this story about faith, hope, and forgiveness that was amazing. She's written a book. It had to do with... Remember late 80s, early 90s, the genocide that was going on in Rwanda? This woman was a survivor. Makali, I'm going to mess up her last name, but Ilbagiza, I think is how you say her last name. And she's written books about this, a rather famous story, but she was on campus for most of yesterday and ended with Bishop Kagan and a nice mass. It was a very neat deal. Anyway, a couple of University of Mary students are doing a Bike to Believe fundraising project. They're actually going to bike 2,500 miles to raise money for the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation and the American Cancer Society. They'll be here to tell us what exactly you need to do to get ready to bike 2,500 miles. I can't even believe that. So that's next hour. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. That's why we ask the question. So give us a call. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can dial us up at 800-228-0550. You can check out our Facebook page. We always welcome your comments there. And it's been a busy week. We've had a lot of things going on. I'm just thinking back here at Tuesday, of course, Senator Heitkamp was here for a full hour. We had a farm bill pass, Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind all weighing in on that. We didn't get a lot of time yesterday to talk about this tweet that came out from the Democratic Party. We did talk about the story itself, but there was a tweet. We did invite the author of the tweet to join us. The tweets and texts are changing our world now, aren't they? It's just amazing. You just tweet out little blurbs, and all of a sudden you're a former member of Congress, i.e. an Anthony.
Well, and YouTube is also changing our world, because no matter what weird thing is going on, somebody may very well be what we would have called filming it.
Yeah, no kidding.
You gotta watch out.
All of a sudden you've gone viral, right? I mean, these things just to change.
Exactly.
Anyway, the text came from, or the tweet rather, came from Chad Obam, Democratic Party chair. And by the way, we did invite him on the program today. He was unable to join us today. Thank us for the invite. And he did defend the comment, which I'll share in a moment here. But essentially, he was saying this woman at Fort Yates died because there's too much money in Bismarck. And so my question, is that normal or not? But anyway, that was those are the previous topics we've tackled. We'll tackle some new ones today, but we do want to know what's on your mind. As I say, tweets and texts are changing the world. baseball coach of the state baseball high school baseball champion, Shanley Deacons, is out of a job because of a text he sent. And he sent a text to his students and got himself in a little bit of hot water over it. And this is prompting a whole debate, no matter where you're at. If you've had kids in sports, you've probably been involved in one situation or another. I'm wondering...
this isn't the usual kind of text that gets a teacher fired. Usually when you hear that story, you can pretty much telegraph where it's going from there, but not this time.
Well, let me read the text, and we'll just see if folks think the text is a firing offense. Okay, maybe that's one thing. But the one thing I'd say is that this is the John Paul II Schools. This is the Catholic school, Shanley High School, obviously a Catholic school named for Bishop Shanley in Fargo. Okay, and, you know, I don't know, honestly, our kids have been in Catholic schools. I know there's standards that are different in a Catholic school than there are in public schools. So I don't know if this text would have gotten this individual fired at a public high school setting as the coach or not. But I will tell you this. You know, the first time I read it, I went, big deal. I don't get it. I obviously he's ticked. He's trying to motivate his students. You read it again and you go, you know, I'm not sure, again, in a school that has a clear stated set of values and where character issues are pretty important. If you'd get by with that. So let's start with the text here, and then we'll just see. And by the way, he said, look, I'd send it again. I don't think it was any big deal. So he's sort of standing by this. He's not backing away from the text. And he says he was told by the administration that the text was considered threatening in tone and wording and that his contract wouldn't be renewed. Here it is. He said in the text to his students, we are 2 months into open gym, and obviously all of you are satisfied with last year's title. We are the team with a target on our backs. We're the team that everyone throws the race against. We're the team that, you know, if you make an excuse not to come, then you're telling me what kind of an athlete you are. I can't require you to come, but you need to get excited and try and defend this title, not make excuses and not care. Some of you are not even in a sport right now, which is pathetic. So I'm paraphrasing some of this, but his tone was ticked, and he sent it out in a text. And obviously, he's sending it to all the players and clearly ticked about a few of the players. So he gets called in, and ultimately, he loses his job because of that. Now, after this happens, in other words, he's called into the administration, and he is called onto the carpet, so to speak, and said, look, you're done because of this. As I said earlier, the administration, according to him, saying that this was threatening in tone and inappropriate, and therefore you're gone. Threatening in tone and wording, and the contract not renewed. This coach, his name's Joel Swanson, by the way. The coach goes to the newspaper and starts ripping on some parents of one of the players on the team. He shows his text message, and he sort of stirs the pot, if you will. And I honestly have a bigger problem with his conduct after sending the text than I do. And, of course, the school administration is always in a tough spot when these things happen. They can't say everything because it's personnel issues and everything else. But the conduct after, you know, a coach is fired and then you're ripping parents and you're ripping other kids on the team and saying, oh, you know, just because I didn't coddle some, you know, parents' kids, all of a sudden now I'm fired. And that's a character question in my view. I think, number one, at that school, that text is a firing offense. Should it be? That's a question for you. You think it ought to be? And the other point I'd make is that the conduct after, I think, reveals a little bit about his character. So that's
something he needs to learn the art of diplomacy a little bit more, maybe. But
here's my bigger question, and you know, set this incident aside for a second. And you know, when you're a student athlete, how do you want your coach to motivate you? You know, do you want a text? Do you want him to get ticked? In other words,
hey, but he's not there to be your buddy.
I get that. But on the other hand, do you say what he said mano a mano, right, face to face?
Sure.
Okay. Not send out a text? Number one, I think coaches should coach. And I think students that don't like it ought to go right to those coaches and try and work things out. When you get in a little trouble, it's, hey, Mom, Dad, I'm not playing enough, or this nuts happened. That I don't like. But, I look at that text and say it's one of those you probably should have put in the draft file, right? You know, when you're a little ticked and not sent it out. He's saying, hey, I'm glad I sent it. I don't know what folks think about this, but I'd be curious what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Watford City wants a new $100 million high school. Are you kidding me? $100 million for a new high school? Does that seem normal or nuts to you? That topic and a few others as we continue. Want to know what's on your mind? Give us a call on any and all topics on an Open Phone Friday.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex in Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen, Brian in Jamestown. Tell us what's on your mind on this fine Friday. Brian?
Good morning. First off, that's what's on my mind. How are you guys?
Well, good. Cold, but good. And, yes, it's a good morning. There you go.
Say, that coach for Shanley, what does he coach? I didn't catch that.
Baseball, and he was the state champ last year. The Deacons are the defending champions, so it's a baseball coach.
Well, you know, they're playing baseball, not third-grade soccer. And, you know, win or lose, they're not all going to get blue ribbons. And I think the guy is just, you know, kind of putting out that image that if you want the championship, you got to work for it. And, you know, for him pushing those kids as hard as he does, I would say the guy's probably a really good coach. And if the parents aren't happy with the way the guy's handling this, you better not send your kids to the military, because once they hit basic, you think they're going to catch anything like that? You know, it's going to be way worse. So,
well, again, I don't know from the school. I mean, school can't say anything, but I don't. He's the one that's saying this is about another parent complaining. The school is only saying that the text we're going with his word. He's saying they told me the text message was considered threatening in tone and wording. And again, so the tone of the text and the wording of the text is what got the guy fired. He's saying it's about other parents.
I believe it probably is about other parents. I mean, maybe somebody had it in for the guy because they weren't playing his kid or whatever. But, you know, it's competitive. It can all go back like that Richard Sherman deal where the guy freaks out. Well, guess what? Super Bowl champion. You know, enough said. So if you want to be good at something, you got to be competitive. And I think it's healthy to have somebody on that coaching staff that's as competitive as that guy is. I think that's why they were champion.
Let me read the text in total. And again, just for context here, this is a Catholic school, and you know they have very clear stated mission statements, principles, rules, values, everything else. Here's what the coach is saying. Quote, "We're 2 months into open gyms, and obviously all of you are satisfied with last year's title. We are the team that will have a target on our backs. We're the team everyone throws their ace against. We are the team everyone wants to beat this year. I'm sick of stupid excuses to not come to open gym. If you want to be an athlete, commit to it. 1 hour a week is not too much to ask if you want to be an athlete. If you make an excuse not to come, then you're telling me what kind of athlete you are. I cannot require you to come, but I thought I would have a group excited to try and defend a title, not to make excuses and not care. Some of you are not even in a sport right now, which is even more pathetic. I will not send out another message like this, but some of you may be in for a rude awakening when the season comes and you're not in the lineup due to a younger player that puts in the time."
I agree wholeheartedly. The guy's just instilling a competitive nature, and he's making us fully aware of what they're in for. He's not lying to them. He's not sugarcoating it. That's the best thing you can do for your kids, is tell them the truth.
It's a competitive sport. This isn't like math class or English class or something. It's a competitive sport.
Yeah, here's my sense, and I'm differing a little bit with the number one, coaches should motivate their kids, okay? And I get a sense he's ticked at a couple of players, and so he's sending a text to all the players, singling out a couple of players. And to me, this kind of a comment, first of all, it's a text bomb, right? I mean, my gosh, it's a long bit of a commentary for a text. But face to face. Hey, motivating the guys seems to make more sense than sort of singling out, some particular kids. But anyway, I take your point, Brian. Appreciate the call. Charlie in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? I agree with the coach's statement, too. I support him. I think there's not enough of that in schools, and still in sort of a competitive spirit, we've gone the other way. We've metrosexualized our young men. And I see that at Fargo North all the time. The programs are not there to win; they're to play. And I don't believe in winning at all costs. But I think a competitive spirit and heart and being competitive through discipline and hard work, man, that's teaching them life lessons rather than being a good sports that lose all the time. And I think there's something wrong with the Fargo School District and the Fargo community that has turned its back and doesn't appreciate competitiveness, the spirit of trying to excel. There's nothing wrong with that in my eyes, and I support that coach. I wouldn't play those players either. If they're not going to try in the off season to better themselves, then bench them.
I don't disagree there. You got to do what you got to do, but I mean, to me, I think there was a more professional way for him to get this message across than how he did it. And obviously there's rules that you need to follow. I think motivating them and tough love, if you will, is a perfectly appropriate from a coach. I have to say, though, what he's done since seems to be to call into question his character. I mean, when you run to the newspaper and show your phone and start ripping parents and being on TV at night and, you know, it's almost like, what? I'm the state champion baseball coach and you dare fire me? I'll show you. That's what I think is more of a character question.
Well, I think that's a valid point. But, you know, there are parents and their parents that donate money and sort of get favoritism in the private and public schools in our area. And I caution the district that for those competitive sports, I think the coaches should really almost give a grade to each kid that comes out, how he does. You know, here's his 40 time, here's his, or here's her, you know, spike on the volleyball or whatever it is, but put it in writing so that if this type of stuff arises, you can say as a coach, here's what I did with this kid and this is why he or she didn't make the team. You know, I just think it's getting down to that. And you know, if you think about it, if you had a bad teacher or something in a math class or something, we'd get rid of them too. And we had that at North with the football program where the students just lost confidence in their coaches. And they finally got rid of the head coach resigned. But you know, there was kids that were good athletes that played football for years and would not play for that coach. So I think there is a line somewhere in there that we have to find as a society and a culture.
Appreciate the call, Charlie. Front page of the Fargo Forum today. Top of the fold is a picture of this coach holding up his phone with the names of the students that he sent it to. The story is sending the right message. Coaches, school officials say new ways of communicating mean new rules. Craig, West Fargo, what's on your mind on this topic today, Craig?
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I cannot disagree with you more. Let me say this. This was not sent to a grade school gym class. This was sent to somebody coaching high schoolers. If this is grounds for not getting renewed, they just set the bar to a new low, and you can talk all you want about what happened after the fact. If that's what they want in coaches, something so... I can't think of words. They just did themselves a great disservice, and good luck finding good coaches from here on out. They might as well just stop the programs. And to condone it, I don't know, Common Sense Club, notwithstanding, I disagree with you. There's no common sense in what the Catholic Church did, or the Catholic schools did. And
well, again, I mean, you don't have to agree with the rules, but if rules say you don't communicate with kids calling them pathetic, because you win championships, you know, I mean, that's there's rules, right? And in this case, he knows the rules.
Pathetic? That's such a nothing word in a high school coaching situation. It's amazing that we want to take this stance. I think it's a losing stance.
Well, I appreciate the comment, Craig. Thank you for the, and I love it when folks disagree, so don't worry about that at all. No need to apologize. What's on your mind? Let us know. Shelley in Jamestown, when we come back, this is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefel on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
North Dakota Oil Can does. North Dakota Oil Can is doing a whole lot. In fact, I just saw a little video online commercial with the folks that run the Outlaws Bar and Grill in Watford City. It's a really neat little story about, you know, what's happening in the oil and gas industry. Sells a lot more burgers and steaks at the Outlaw Bar and Grill, right? It allows folks that started that restaurant to own that restaurant, to thrive, to build a home, and I mean, just so many spin-off effects, it's absolutely amazing. And you can find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. The North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you this hour of the program. That industry is creating thousands of good jobs to the tune of like 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact in North Dakota, and of course, all of that helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth, plus getting our nation towards energy independence. Can't forget that as well. We appreciate them as a sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Let's get back to the calls. Shelley in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Shelley?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Very well. It's Friday.
Yes, I agree. I'm still working, though. Just wanted to let you know, we talked a little bit about it earlier. We have a benefit for veterans that are in need of a service dog, and that actually is an event, I should say. Purchase for a Purpose. It's going to be February 9th from 2 to 6. You can purchase a ticket. We'll have a few at the door. They're selling out fast, so.
I didn't recognize the name earlier, but this is Shelley Maniga, and Shelley is with the Service Dogs for America. Every listener within the sound of my voice ought to be outraged that the VA will not fund service dogs for veterans that are victims of PTSD, TBI. These are wounded warriors, and
they just haven't had enough proof.
It's so pathetic. I can't even. Now that is pathetic, and if I get fired, Todd, that's fine. But it is. I'm with you.
Why would you not support this?
This is crazy. But anyway, that's a problem for another day. This weekend, you can help. Sunday, Jamestown, Quality Inn and Suites. This is a fun event. They're doing a purse exchange where you bring. How does it go? You bring a purse, you get a purse, right?
Exactly. You get what you give. So if you bring a purse, you get a purse. You can bring as many as you want in exchange. We have designer-like and designer purses in that exchange. We also have a silent auction tables as well. So there's a lot of ways that you can pay it forward and help these North Dakota veterans get a service dog.
You know, Shelley, I have a little rule, and it says if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
You got it. I like your rule.
I don't know if your husband subscribes to that theory, but anyway, the wives love designer purses, right? Exactly. So this is a memo to all the guys in the audience. Bring your wife. She can have a designer purse. It's $20 a ticket, $25 for a VIP ticket. Then you get in the purse exchange first. And there's only 200 tickets for this event. Sunday, Quality Inn and Suites, Jamestown. I heard the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill is bringing some great food and lots of other Jamestown restaurants as well
too. Right? Almost every single one of them. We are so appreciative and honored that they want to be a part of this. We are overwhelmed by the response. I get phone calls from random people all over all over North Dakota saying, I want to give something to this. It's It's absolutely wonderful and heartfelt, let me tell you. One more opportunity that we do have, not only with this benefit and this fundraiser, is that we've been selected to be part of Giving Hearts Day on February 13th, 2014, excuse me. And we have a wonderful donor that has put up $10,000, a match. And he wants to see these guys get dogs. I should say guys and gals, the veterans. So he's got a match on Giving Hearts Day. And he decided he wants to have a power hour. And it's actually power hours. It's from 9 to 11, if you get what I'm talking about, 9-11. If you give your donation, $25 or more, he's going to match up to $10,000, and he's challenging you. Beat him.
I love it. And by the way, we are going to be doing a lot of things on Giving Hearts Day. For folks that are not familiar, there's an organization in North Dakota called the Impact Foundation. And if you go to impactgiveback.org, they have a whole list of charities where on Giving Hearts Day for 24 hours, online giving is matched for all these organizations.
Yep.
Now, in this case, sounds like you've got a generous donor who said, I'm gonna go above and beyond. So, you know, up to $10,000 match plus whatever the Impact Foundation does. And we will make a note of that since it's between 9 and 11, and Todd and I just happen to be on the air between 9 and 11, of reminding everybody of this next week. So we'll make sure we do that as well, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys take care. Thank you for your program. We appreciate it. It's nice to have a voice.
Well, thank you, Shelley. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You bet. Absolutely. And I tell you what, veterans go to the front of the line on this program all day, every day. And these service dogs are so much better than medicine, right? I mean, it saves the VA tons of money. It's a no-brainer.
I've seen it in action. And this gentleman was actually having a panic attack, and that dog was so intuitive to his needs. It was unreal to watch, truly unreal to watch. And that dog took care of him until he was calm and out of the building.
So what is it the VA would recommend in place of a service dog if they're saying, nope, we don't think these are the way to go? What is the way to go then?
In the beginning, they actually did, but apparently I think there were scrupulous agencies out there or somebody just speaking. There wasn't enough parameters or foundations to kind of guide people to the right type of dogs. And actually they had some attack dogs. They had some bad issues. And so they kind of pulled back then, unfortunately. You know, they pulled back too much. And so now we have to kind of prove to shadow of a doubt that, yes, this is the data, this is what it does, and all that. It's going to be changed. You know, like I said,
it has to be.
The state of North Dakota firmly believes in helping their guys. I'm so pleased with that bill. You know, the thing is, not only with PTSD and the TBIs, North Dakota has one of the highest rates of suicide amongst all these young veterans. It's so sad. We lost 13 guys last year. This is just veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. That's too many.
That is an understatement. No question about it. We're here to help, Shelley, and have a great event on Sunday. Have a great day doubling the donations on Thursday. We'll talk to you on Thursday again. We'll schedule a reminder on Thursday.
Sounds
on the
good.
Program,
Thank
okay?
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too. Shelley Naniga, and by the way, I'll give you Shelley's email address if you want to help in some way with any of these events or want more information on the events of Sunday. It's Shelley with an E-Y on the end, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. At servicedogsforamerica.org. Again, Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at servicedogsforamerica.org. Larry's on the road listening to 550K Fire. What's on your mind today, Larry?
Good morning. See,
Good morning.
I totally just agree with your view. I'm sorry about that on the coach deal. You know, coaches are hired to conduct a sports program and that, but also they teach work ethic. They teach work ethic, and they show you that if you work harder, you'll do better, and you get to participate more. And right now, we have such a bad problem. And I love our young people, but I'll tell you what, when you go to these larger cities and McDonald's is shut down at 6 in the evening because you can't get anybody to work in McDonald's and that, you wonder where all the high school kids are in that. And they're probably a good majority of them out playing video games. Good work ethic is being lost in our country. And it's evident our government don't encourage good work ethic. And we had a coach in a long time ago when I went to school in Riverdale, long time ago. And we had very dominating football teams. He brought out literally the best in everybody. He had people doing things you couldn't believe. We weren't the biggest team, but we were motivated. And I really believe that that man needs a job back and a letter of apology from the school board. He's just trying to help those young people and make our world a better world. I really, truly believe that.
Well, first of all, I agree with you that that's the coach's job, to motivate these kids, to worry about work ethic. And I think, quite honestly, there's so many great coaches out there that build character through a little tough love. In this question, here's what I'm reading between the lines, and no one has told me this. But it looks to me like he doesn't like a player or two on the team. And rather than address it, rather than be a man and go right to those individuals, he's sending a text to all of them, really singling out a couple. And I think that's mealy-mouthed, okay? The actual wording of the text, had it been delivered person to person, mano a mano, I don't think is a big deal. I think blasting out a text like this, calling, you know, one kid pathetic, but using all the other kids to do it isn't the way to do it. And I feel confirmed in my conviction on this and how he's handled it since, because he's like a big baby at running to the media and doing TV interviews and on the front page of the paper today showing his telephone off, by the way, with the kids' names on the front page of the paper. So now we're going to drag the kids and their families through this as well. I think that's a character question. That's all I'm saying. But I don't disagree. Coaches need to be within the bounds of decency and rules, be given a little latitude to motivate and do a little tough love. On that, I agree. I just think how he handled this particular situation is wrong. That's all I'm saying, Larry.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Our society's changed. Our coach, if he wants you out there playing or working harder, he comes straight to your face. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's honesty and straightforwardness, and that's to be respected. But our society has changed to social media and that. They do that a lot. And I do agree that he should have taken them by the side. But there's some people in this world feel they're entitled. And maybe those young people that he wanted to address feel, wow, I can walk on the last day and I'll start on the team because I'm good. Good is okay. But having some fortitude and some personal character is something you need to develop, too. And if he would leave those people sitting on the bench, I'd be very proud of him.
Well, again, that's the way to do it. One-on-one, mano-a-mano, not a blast text to all of them. Larry, appreciate your comments. I'm going to keep rolling because others are waiting to weigh in. Todd Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Todd. Got a minute before the break here. Go ahead. It's yours.
Calling about the school that you were talking about up in Williston. You guys were mentioning something about a $100 million bond issue that they're looking at.
Yeah, it was Watford City, actually. Watford City High School.
Sorry, yeah, I said Watford. I'm sorry, wrong town. Anyway, any idea how much Legacy High School in Bismarck is costing?
Do you know, Todd? I don't. What the price figure is.
That's what I was trying to think, too, because, I mean, basically, from my understanding, I don't know if it's going to be about the same size as Legacy, but it sounds like that's quite a huge school, too. You know, and when you've got a town that goes from 3,000 to 10,000 in population over such a short period of time, they obviously need, you know, a new school.
Yeah, I'm looking to try and find a price tag on the thing right now, but $100 million, I mean, come on. Oh my gosh. I mean, for a school there's a Bakken premium. You pay more for things in the Bakken, given the building boom that's going on there, but that seems a little over the top there. I don't know. We'll check out the price, though. Good question on the comparison. Thanks, Todd. More coming up. Kurt and Bismarck, you're next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you in pain? Worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Before you buy, give it a home come try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. GetThatLocal.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
God Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. This is What's on Your Mind. It's a Friday. Calls, questions, comments are welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Couple of emails that have come in here. We have Heather, who says, after listening to Senator Heidi Heitkamp's interview earlier this week on What's on Your Mind, I find it interesting that she's concerned about her constituents' rising cost of flood insurance in the northeast part of the state, but will not address her constituents' gigantic increase in health insurance premiums. We are paying $17,000 in premiums. We had a call yesterday from an individual. We're going to hook up with Blue Cross Blue Shield, going through one heck of a tough deal as well. So that's obviously an issue. Another listener in Minot sent us a note suggesting we read Paul Krugman's opinion piece in the New York Times today, titled Health, Work, and Lies. Or was it yesterday's? Might have been yesterday's New York Times. Health, Work, and Lies. I don't know why I tend to get a, you know, kind of an upset stomach when I read Paul Krugman, but I'll take the advice because it comes from Minot, and we love Minot, so we'll give it a try. Todd did a little research during the break, and the Legacy High School, together with two new elementary schools, the price tag originally was at $81 million for all three. It came in over budget, so it's $100 million for all three in Bismarck. And I just looked up the cost of Davies High School, which was the last high school built in North Dakota previous to the ones being proposed in Bismarck. And Davies, which is now, what is Davies, 2 years old? $44.9 million is what that one cost. And actually came in a little under budget. So it seems as though the $100 million, especially when obviously the students at Watford City High School will be less than would be in the Bismarck High School.
Is the problem the cost of land? I mean, everything's more expensive on the oil patch, so as far as real estate goes. So is that the problem? Is that what's making it $100 million out in Watford City?
Good question. We got to break down that cost. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Kurt.
Good morning, gentlemen. The answer to your question is on that Watford City deal, I believe me, it's the land. Everybody's going to get their fork into this project. $100 million for a high school? Give me a break. On the second one, on this coaching thing, you've hit it right on the head. I'm sitting here with my administrator glasses on, and if this comes to my desk, the first thing is it's not what he said. It's the process. He was an idiot to send that out as a text. If he had a problem with the two kids, either one kid or whatever, he should have called him in and talked to him mano a mano, as he said. That's what any good coach would do. John Wooden told me one time that coaching isn't rocket science, and that's a good point. And the second thing is his actions following tells me that they made a good decision, and two, I bet you that isn't the only wrinkle in that file for that particular individual. And to have those kids' names on the front of that newspaper was absolutely, I don't want to say the word for it. And you folks have a good day.
Hey, Kurt, can I ask you one question? It sounds like you have a background as an administrator. I always empathize with administrators in situations like this because of laws on personnel and whatnot. You can't say everything. So in other words, they're handicapped. We're hearing one side of the story that parents are involved. We don't know if that's true or not. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That particular individual, and I don't know him, so I don't have any bias. All he can do is give the finding. He's got one hand behind his back.
Yeah. And so that's a tough, you're getting one side of the story, but
his actions as a professional afterwards tells me that they probably made a good decision.
Interesting take. Well, I appreciate that call, Kurt. Thank you very much. And at least one person agrees with me, Todd. It's kind of fun. Whenever I see these stories, I generally side on, come on. You know, I mean, I don't like parents meddling. I don't like kids today going soft. And I think sometimes if you're going to be an athlete, you're going to have a coach get in your face and push you a little bit. And I think that's fine. I think the content of the character of these kids is what ultimately ought to be the first priority. Knowing, in other words, yeah, we want to win. Yes, we want to you know have some fun. But ultimately, if they're building character, and that takes some time, a wake up call and getting a little tough, I think that's fine. But in this particular case, the content of the character of the coach, to me, speaks volumes here. Just reading between the lines and sort of, you know, singling out students in this text and how he sent it, which, number one, black and white, I think the school deserves some credit here. This guy's a defending, champion. The baseball team are the defending champs. It'd be a lot easier to go, hey, he's a good coach, we want to win, and we're going to just brush this one under the rug. I think, actually, they deserve some kudos here for saying, hey, yeah, we're glad we won, but you just don't motivate the kids in this manner. Anyway, that makes me a softy. Throw it at me. I could take it. Sue and Minot, you're next listening on KCJB today. How are you, Sue?
All right. Hey, I got a couple
What's on your
of
mind?
Thoughts on this coaching thing. More and more it seems to me that anybody in the education field should not be texting to students at all, that they should separate students and teachers' existences in that manner.
That's point one. I want point two, but would you do me a big favor and hang on to tell us point two? Because
okay.
The news is,
yeah.
The clock is telling us we got to do the news and a couple other things here, markets and a few goodies. So hang on, Sue,
no
if you would. And we'll do it on the other side of the break. And let's talk about that. What is the best way for coaches to communicate with their players?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Stanleyhomes.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.